I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison after admitting he fatally punched a Sioux City man, then fled to Mexico. 25-year-old Ray Avila pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and flight to avoid prosecution. After being punched, 31-year-old Peter Johnson fractured his skull in a sidewalk. He later died at the hospital. Avila hit Johnson after a misunderstanding over what initially appeared to be a car break-in in July of last year. After the incident, Avila fled to Mexico, where he was arrested in May. Avila, a U.S. citizen, was returned to Woodbury County in June. Both charges carry 5-year sentences but will run concurrently. Avila could be released before serving half the 5-year sentence. He was ordered to pay $150,000 in restitution to Johnson's estate. And authorities say a South Sioux City man died after rescuing his 2 daughters from the Missouri River. The body of 49-year-old Felipe Mendoza was recovered a short distance from where he had gone under the water Saturday, just west of South Sioux City. The girls got into the water after the boat they were in pulled onto the bank. The girls got caught in the swirling river water. Their dad jumped in to save them. Mendoza got them to safety, but he was pulled under the water and did not resurface. And a monthly report from the USDA assessing the global supply and demand of key crops had mixed messages for farmers this week. However, they found the number of acres of corn and soybeans farmers are on track to harvest this fall is more than earlier predictions. That means the wet spring and late planting in some spots didn't have a big impact as initially estimated. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.